on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A manhunt has been launched for suspects after police uncovered a drug storage facility in the Durban CBD. SAPs from the Provincial Drugs and Firearms Unit recovered drugs valued at over 200,000 rand in the Point area yesterday. It was after receiving intelligence about the facility. Upon searching the premises, police say they found a black plastic bag containing drugs including crystal meth and rock cocaine. And in the west of Durban, an investigation is underway after two people were shot dead in Hillary. Multiple emergency services responded to the scene on Fremantle Road last night. It's understood three people had been shot multiple times by unknown gunmen. ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson says the victims were found in a critical condition.
Unfortunately, one male and one female had sustained fatal injuries and there was nothing paramedics could do for them. They were declared deceased on the scene. The third victim had sustained a gunshot wound to his leg and he was treated on scene before being transported to a nearby hospital for the further care that he required.
The Water and Sanitation Department has closed two more sluice gates at the Vaal Dam as the water levels continue to decrease. Last month, 10 sluice gates were opened to control water flowing into the dam following heavy rains, the department spokesperson Wisani Mabasa.
Only four gates will remain open and the dam level sitting at about 113% with inflows of 492 cubic meters per second. At Bloemhof Dam, water releases have been reduced to 2,100 cubic meters per second by midday today, and five radial gates remain open and release water at different capacities.
And further afield, Sudanese paramilitary forces have killed at least 27 civilians after taking a strategic town in central Sudan. That's according to rights monitoring organization, the Emergency Lawyers. The group says Rapid Support Forces has also arrested dozens of young people yesterday. The RSF have been battling the army for more than 2 years in the country's civil war. In a statement, Emergency Lawyers said the killings took place in En Nahoud. And finally, John Lithgow says he'd rather be in the upcoming Harry Potter series than not after receiving criticism. The American star will take on the role of Dumbledore in the new TV series, but he's been on the end of backlash for working with the show's author, J.K. Rowling, who's been outspoken on gender issues. In a clip from Sky News, the actor says that hasn't put him off taking the role.
I have my own feelings on this subject, but I'm certainly not going to hesitate to speak about it just because I may disagree with it's a matter of nuance.
Your top story this hour, KZN police have launched a manhunt for suspects after uncovering a drugstore facility in the Durban CBD. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.